Now, you play with a lot of different people and all modes of music. Some people tend to think of themselves as, you know, I'm a jazz musician, or I'm heavy rock, or I'm folk musician. I think that you don't think about music the same way. How do you think of it?
For me, music is music, and that's what I love. And whatever attracts me or really grabs me, that's what I gravitate towards. And those categories, or so-called styles of music, I think they have a lot more in common with each other than they have differences. Rhythm, melody, sound. Certain instruments are associated with certain styles, but there's still the dynamics and texture, just the overall vibration that I find attractive. I think a lot of those categories are talked about in terms of selling music. So they try to separate this category from that category because they're trying to go after a certain market. For me, I guess what I hear is the individual artist. So I hear John Coltrane. Now, is that music jazz? Well, according to the definitions, it is. But in his case, he studied music from India. He studied music from Africa. He sure studied lots of music from Europe and South America. And so is it just jazz? Is there some kind of purity? And I feel that the similarities between those musics, he draws all into one, and it comes out of this vehicle, which is John Coltrane, and you hear that person and not so much the category. So that's kind of how I view it. That viewpoint sometimes gets me in trouble, and that's okay. But it makes it so that I try to resist dogmas that separate me from what I like. So if I'm not supposed to like pop music, if I tell myself, well, I don't like pop music, or I tell myself I don't like heavy metal music, or I tell myself I don't like rap music, that doesn't help me. What helps me is if I open my ears, sort of what we were talking about before, if I open my ears and listen, and open my heart, I guess you could say, open my soul, that would be appropriate for this show, open myself up to that sound, and something grabs me, well, then that pulls me in. And I'm not going to not like it because it's unhip or it's too hip.